what we believe, because we find this in the Bible. And so we're going to be looking today at the thought of peace, having peace in a world of chaos. And peace is something that at many times seems to be foreign to the goings-on in the world. But we are told that in God's Word that while the world may experience chaos, Christians can find real joy and freedom and peace through trusting our Lord and Savior. Why can we do that? Because He's given us promises, and He has never broken a promise that He has made. Isaiah 26:3 says, "The steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace because he trusts in you." And so that's a reminder for us that we must do that. We must do that. We must keep our mind focused on him, and then he will keep it in perfect peace. Because when we do that, we learn to trust in him. He has given peace to us. One thing that needs to be understood is that peace is not always just the absence of conflict. See, many times we think that, well, I just want the fighting, I want for the chaos, for those things to stop. Just because those things stop doesn't mean you have peace. True peace comes from the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. But what we need to do is understand that we can have a deep, abiding sense of tranquility and trust in God's sovereignty. God's sovereignty, that we'll be looking at that here in just a moment. But Psalm 34:14 says, "Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." See, so we'll say, see, we need to seek after peace and pursue it. But there's something that comes before that. Depart from evil and do good. We have to depart from evil. We cannot have evil in our life and expect for good things to happen. We cannot participate in the deeds of darkness and expect for the light to shine on us. We cannot live in a world of darkness and have the peace, the light of Jesus Christ upon us. Those two things are at constant battle with one another. Light and darkness. We are told in scriptures that in Jesus Christ, in him, that he is the light, and in him is no darkness at all. And so when we go through things, we have what we're going to call chaos, struggles, trials in our life, it's important that we know that God, we must absolutely believe this. We got to be sold out on it, that he wants what is best for us. And even better than that, God knows what is best for us. Not just that he wants it, but that he knows what is best for us. And so let's take a look first at trust in the sovereignty of God. Trusting in the sovereignty of God. Focusing on God's control and trusting his plan, even in the midst of chaos, can bring us peace. Sovereignty. It's a really big word. But here's what it means. God's got this. What that means is we don't have to worry about it. God has everything under control. Now, there are things in our life that God does let us in on. Information, as you'll say, we're on a need-to-know basis. There are things that we are privy to, but there are also things that we don't need to know. You know why? God says we don't need to know. We'd like to know. It's our curious nature to know. We think we should know. But God says, trust in me. Trust in me. No doubt that's easier said than done. But focusing on God's control and trusting in his plan in the midst of chaos can bring us peace. Psalm chapter 4 and verse 8 says, in peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. You notice when we realize, when we come to the conclusion, when we finally figure it out that God's in control, you can sleep a whole lot better at night. There's just things that you and I, that we don't have to worry about. Why? Because God has got this. He really does want to bring peace to our life. And when we say that, as again, as we had mentioned, that's not just the absence of conflict, but he wants for us to have an inner peace, that deep peace that we can only have through Jesus Christ. One of the difficulties that we may have in seeing the obstacles of the world around us each day, as we see and we can turn on the news, we listen to the radio, and we see and hear all of those things that are going on in the world. We see that our world is faced with struggles, with pain. We struggle with the loss of living in a fallen world. And as Rick started on Wednesday night, we start to see where the initial sin starts to take its toll on mankind. And guess what? That's you and I. We live in a fallen world, and so nothing is going to be perfect. We're encouraged in the Word of God as believers to overcome fear and anxiety by trusting in God's promises and his power to overcome the world. John 14, 27, Jesus says this, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Now that is one deep verse. But it's very simple for us, really. God's got this. God's got this. Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Why would our Savior, why would Jesus Christ be able to have peace in his life? So this is where we struggle because we don't always carry it. Jesus, in all things, tried and did to be pleasing to the Father. And that brings ultimate peace. You know why we struggle in our life? Because we don't. We don't do that. We may try at times. We may try harder at different times. And there's other times we may be hugely successful. But we don't do it all the time. You know why? We're selfish. I'm selfish. You're selfish. We're all selfish. There comes down to a point where we want what we want. And that does not always align with God's will. No matter how good we think we are. Josh brought out in our class here this morning of the Romans 3 that all have sinned. We will never have pure peace in our life until we go back to those passages and we had looked at earlier in Psalm 34, depart from evil. We can't have evil in our life and then expect to have peace. It can't happen. But peace I give to you, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Why does he say not as the world gives? Does the world give us anything that's good at all? It's kind of a struggle at times to find that out. But he says, do not let your heart be troubled, and do not let it be fearful. Why do we struggle with having peace in our life? Jesus suggests it's because of two things, because of trouble and because of fear. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Now, when we talk about that fear, that, as we'll look at the end of the lesson, that thought of being anxious, do we let those things control and dominate our world, our life? Because if we do, and we do at times, then we've forgot about the sovereignty of God, have we not? Overcoming fear by faith in God comes when we are fully committed and concentrated on the love of Christ for us. Did our fears, did our stresses, did our trials, did our anxieties, did our tribulations, did all of those things come upon us in a moment of time? Not usually. It's usually something happens here, and then something happens here, and then something happens here, and it kind of gets that snowball effect. But overcoming fear, well, what are we told about perfect love casts out fear? So when we talk about perfect love casts out fear, are we talking about Christ's love for us? Are we talking about our love for Christ? Because if we're looking at Christ's love for us, then yes. But do we let fear run rampant in our minds? At times. Not knowing the future. Right? But it's important for us to remember, God's got this. If we take the world's view of love, then it's understandable that we struggle with the love that Christ has for us, because the world's view of love can be confusing to us. Matthew 5:9 says this as a reminder to us, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God." The sons of God. It's so important. I can't stress it enough. God's got this. Number two, God's peace to us as a gift. Remember, we just looked at a passage where Jesus says, I'm going to leave with you my peace. I'll give to you my peace. Not as the world has peace, but the peace that I have. Don't let your heart be troubled, nor fear. The Bible emphasizes that God offers peace as a gift to us. Not as a reward for our actions or a result of our circumstances, but it's a gift. The gift of the Holy Spirit can bring us peace in our mind. Because remember, the Holy Spirit in our life, when we are immersed into Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, buried with Him in baptism, arise to walk in the new life. We're told that things have changed. That He's given us His peace. He has sealed us with His Holy Spirit. He's given us a guarantee. God's peace comes to us through His love and His presence in our lives. Imagine if when we become a Christian, and this is unfortunately the way many in the church choose to live their life. But imagine so that when you become a Christian, you come up out of that watery grave of baptism and we say, all right, go on your way. We'll see you in heaven. There's some religious groups that believe that. But see, He's given us His peace. He's given us His presence in our lives. For what reason? Number one, so that we see the change in our life. And believe you me, if you let the Holy Spirit work, He will change your life. Number two, so that you can help to change the lives of others. What good is it? We've talked about this before. Let's say you have the cure for heart disease, you have the cure for cancer, and you keep that all to yourself. Well, we've got the cure for something greater than heart disease, the cure for cancer. We've got the cure for sin. It's Jesus Christ. And yet, do we keep it bottled up? When I say it, I mean the plan of salvation. The Lord Jesus Christ died for you and for me and for all of mankind. Do we let the world know that? We sometimes in our minds convince ourselves that, well, everyone in the world has to know. I remember when I was young, and I say young, 8, 9, 10 years old, 12 years old, used to think, everybody's got to know about Jesus. Everybody's got to know, right? I mean, that's how small our world was at that time. Everybody's got to know about Jesus because probably everybody in the world that we knew about Jesus. But it doesn't take much for us to realize that we have workplace, college campuses, sometimes family reunions, all these places where we're involved with people that do not know Jesus. Now, they might know about Jesus, but they don't know Jesus. I don't know how long ago it was now, a month ago, 2 months ago, several of us had opportunity, went down to Summit for their LEAP program. with Charlie Gerber, and he talked about much of this for the whole 2 days that we were there. But this verse, John 16:33, is important for those that put our trust and faith in God, knowing He's got this through His Son. These things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. He's given us His Word so that we could have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take courage, I have overcome the world. So here's what we have to identify. Do we have struggle? Do we have trials? Do we have bad things that happen? Do we have life that takes a hold of us? Yes. That's because we're in the world. But we don't have to have the world in us. We can have Jesus Christ in us. He is the one that would give us peace. Do we still have to live in those things? Do we still have to go through those things? Yes, but what we need to remember and never forget is Jesus is not standing on the other side telling us to come here. Jesus is right beside us, holding our hand and walking through the times of struggle and trial, saying, I will go with you. That's peace. That's peace. We must not fear the world. We must not fear what the world can do to us. Why? Because Jesus has overcome the world. Just simply having faith that God's love and presence are with you, even in difficult times, can provide a sense and a feeling of comfort and peace. Living a life of faith may be easier said than done. Living a life of faith and seeking God's will for those that love Him can lead to an inner peace and a stability. There are some that will go through their life as firm and as sound as can be. There's others of us that may struggle from time to time. That's why it's important here, this passage that Paul's given to us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 16. It says, now may the Lord of peace Himself continually grant you peace in just about everything you go through. No, not just about, but in every circumstance. And if we're going through something and we don't have a peace, we don't have a calmness, why is that? Go back to lesson number one, point number one. Then we are having a hard time believing that God's got this. And it says, the Lord be with you all. So what are all these things that happen? These trials, so we've been pretty generic on that. From the pulpit, we've been pretty generic. But as you have been going through your mind, you've got your specifics. And the Lord doesn't leave us without that help. I call it our third point, prayer and practical application. Prayer and practical application. You know, there's just certain books in the Bible that I can look at, and like the book of James, for example. That is a book of practical application over and over and over again. There's other books that are great on theology, that are great on building up our sound doctrine. But James is just a good one that we look at for practical, everyday, common sense. Well, not so common and not so sensical usually, for the most part. But what God wants for it to become Christian sense. But prayer and practical application, this is where the rubber meets the road, if you will. Seeking God through prayer and expressing your concerns can help guard our heart and mind. And that's one of those things that Josh was talking about in our class this morning, talking about Job. Is Job, and didn't get totally all there yet because it's going to be a long discussion, but going back to our first point, God can handle this because he's got really big shoulders, right? And so if we want to unload on God, guess what? He can handle it. But here's what's going to happen. He's coming back at us, and he's going to ask us a few questions that are going to put us back in our spot where we belong. When we say, God, couldn't you do a better job of this? God, I just don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. God, I'm struggling with this. He will help to guard our heart and mind. But remember that at the beginning, that passage out of Psalm, that 34:14, that we said that in order for us to pursue peace, what do we have to do? Depart from evil. See, we want God to make everything better. We want him to be the grandma in our life that's going to put the Band-Aid on the owie and make us feel all better. But see, what he says for you to do better, for you to have my peace, you've got to give up the junk of the world. Romans 8:6 says, for the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. And so this goes back again. So your life on a daily basis, is it a struggle? Does it continue to be a struggle? Are there things we're not turning over to God and letting him go or letting him take it? Then we're focusing on the flesh. And it says the flesh leads to death. But the mindset of the spirit is life, true life, and peace. As Christians, we are called to be peacemakers, to strive for peace in our own lives and our own relationships. There's no doubt that prayer is a blessing and a true gift that the Christian has been given. But we must not forget the strength, the guidance, and the correction that can only be found in God's inerrant, infallible, never-changing Word. It is good for us to talk to God in prayer. We are so grateful that that only happens through Jesus Christ. But guess what? God wants to talk to us too. And so many times I'll hear somebody say, well, you know, I know you suggest that we pray, that we pray more. That's right. I think we can always improve on our prayer life. Pray without ceasing. However, you ever been involved with someone and you're like, yeah, we do that every Sunday. Involved with someone that it's a one-sided conversation? Well, that's what many times our prayer life is. We talk to God and we tell him this and we tell him that and we question about this. But just as important is opening up God's word and letting him talk to us. Because that's where we're not going to get much correction asking God for answers unless we open up his word. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Remember, he doesn't push us through the fire. He goes with us through the fire. God's word can serve as a lamp and a light unto our path, guiding us through darkness and providing peace and solace in a world of chaos. We close out with this great thought from the Apostle Paul, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension. Do you think you can understand the peace of God? Paul says no. It surpasses all comprehension. We don't get it. But you know what? We don't have to. Because God's got this. Because he will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Do we have struggles? Do we have trials? Yes, we will. Why? Because we're in the world. But we don't have to go on with the daily living of the chaos in our life that the world has. We can have the assurance of peace that Jesus says only comes through him. If you're here this morning and you're outside of Jesus Christ, I guarantee you there's a struggle and a turmoil in your life. If you're here and you're a Christian and you're always in that dark place, then I have to wonder, are you letting the light of Jesus lead your way? Because those ought to be things that we're moving away from, that we're moving out of, so that he can give us, as we looked at in our very first passage, the perfect peace that only comes through him. See, the world thinks just because we don't have a struggle going on right now that we have peace. But that's not true at all. True peace is knowing that God's got this. That Christ is there to lead us, to be with us, to walk through it with us. And through prayer and through Bible study, it'll definitely help make a change in our life. If you're here and outside of Jesus Christ, we urge for you to be obedient to him before it's eternally too late. If you're here and you've already begun that walk, then continue in on that. Walk towards the light, not the darkness. Live for the light. Live for the life, not for the death that the Spirit has to offer. Satan wants to get us down. But we serve the one that has overcome the world. Cast all your cares, all your anxieties, all your stresses upon him. Why? Because he cares for you. If you think the world cares for you, you got another thing coming. But Jesus is the one that loved you enough to die for you on Calvary. Will you stand as they lead us in our song of invitation?